Oliver Twist is joining the Perth Festival. His one-man show, Jali, is set to take audiences on a deeply personal journey, unpacking his passage from Rwanda to Malawi and eventually to Australia. He'll have you laughing and pondering what it's like to seek refuge in our country. Oliver joins us this morning by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for being with us. I'm really looking forward to unpacking your show and what you're going to do here as part of Perth Festival. But before we start, have you always been a storyteller? Have you always been, even as a child, that person that was always engaging adults and chatting?
I don't know if it's engaging adults. I get asked this a lot. It's mainly just hearing stories. I certainly was around a lot of anecdotes and parables in my childhood. So I soaked that in, and this is how it came out, I suppose.
When did you decide to sort of start telling stories yourself?
Right after I got to Australia. I got to Australia when I was 18 years old, and 19 years old. I started getting up on stage. I felt I had something to say, so it didn't really feel like something I had to think over. It was kind of like, oh yes, I'm going to share a couple of stories, funny, dramatic, all that. And so I've been doing it ever since. I'm 25 now.
It's just kind of like a natural extension of your being at this point, I guess.
It's a natural extension of where I came from. It felt natural. I suppose one way to put it is that I felt like I had something to say. And when you have that urge, and I know this among my colleagues of many creatives, is you're prepared to share those stories, those ideas. And I cannot imagine a life where I wouldn't be doing this in one way from or another.
I think you've summed it up really beautifully there. And the name of the performance that you're here to deliver kind of encapsulates all that. It is called Jali. Can you explain to us what that word means and where it comes from?
It is a West African term. It comes from these jalis, as they're called, sometimes griots. And their sole purpose was to go from village to village and tell anecdotes. Sometimes they were the chief's right-hand man, so they would relay a message that's important. Sometimes they would relay stories that are important, but they had to be immersely cultured. They had to be well-versed. They had to know everyone in the community. Sometimes when a jali kind of passed, they used to say that it's like a village has, like a library has burned down in a village, rather. Like a village has lost a real source of stories and culture and life. So I wanted to continue that tradition.
Well, from village to village, from country to country, and eventually to here in Australia, that's kind of what you're doing. Take us back to that moment in 2017. You leave Malawi. Do you remember what it was like, sort of, or what was going through your mind when you touched down in Ipswich?
A certain kind of cultural shock, what was sought to us in the immigration papers, to be quite frankly, was Brisbane. So I was looking at these skyscrapers. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. I never lived in a big city at all. The camp was quite tiny, the refugee camp. So I got to Ipswich, which with a huge disappointment, if I'm being honest with you, to be like, where are these skyscrapers? And it's on kind of people that I had to get used to, and my family had to get used to. And I quickly seeing that I don't fit in, and I need the skyscrapers, I moved to Sydney, where there's a whole lot of them, to be fair. So I was living there, and yeah, it's a story that moves from place to place, and I've been in a lot of places, and I'm excited to share it this time around in Perth.
Yeah, well, you are going to share it. I mean, you mentioned that move to Sydney, and in that very short week, that sort of move that you made, you were able to write this performance. You were able to write Jali, sort of documenting your life, and it's told through this lens of comedy. There's great light and shade in the performance. Has comedy always been something that you were attracted to?
Yeah, my family and I laughed a lot all the time, all the very time. About the silliest of things. It's a funny thing when you kind of grow up in what I can only describe as severe poverty, and all you have is each other. So you become acutely attuned to your sensibilities and how you can kind of help each other get through it. So we laughed a lot around dinner, breakfast, just a good, solid sense of humor around my family. And I didn't find it a difficult jump to go on stage and do the same very thing. It's different because the scale is larger and it's not your family and they don't know you and your idiosyncrasies, so you have to explain that to a group of strangers sometimes. And they warm up to you eventually. But yeah, always something I wanted to get into.
We're joined this morning by Oliver Twist. We are talking about Jali, a piece of theatre, stage work, performance, comedy. It's kind of a whole ball of things. Storytelling, of course, at the heart of it. It is as part of Perth Festival this year. I'll give you the details of where and when in a moment. I mentioned there that you wrote Jali in about a week span. I know that that seems like a very short time. Of course, your entire life kind of encapsulated in the performance, though. Was it just a matter of it being the right time to write it? I mean, a week to put something to paper is quite a short amount of time.
That's true. It is. It's not too far away from kind of how I work. I just let stories marinate in my head until I kind of lay them on paper. But for this particular one, these stories, while some of them imagined and exaggerated and crafted in a fictitious sense, it's semi-autobiographical. So in that sense, a lot of them I just had to remember. So it's just memories that I had to craft into a theatre piece in a way that's funny, engaging, and hopefully interesting.
Yeah, I have a suspicion that people are going to come to see Jali and they'll be laughing at moments and then at other points be sort of arrested in some contemplation. Do you think that when people come to see this, that of course there'll be laughter, but it'll maybe also clarify for some people the realities of what it is like to seek asylum in our country?
I would hope. The realities are clarified already in the facts that we hear about day and night because it is a global issue. I think when I arrived in Australia at the time, they had been actively 60 million people that had been displaced through refugee, in like refugee camps and all around the world. So in that sense, I had to think about how I plucked my singular story out of those millions of stories and to just put the audience in a place where they can imagine that that is one part of many. Like that's the feeling, hopefully, you know, and sprinkled in with joy, humor, and all that. Mm. But that should feel the overwhelming effect of that.
I'm so looking forward to it. You can go and see Jali from February 16th to the 20th. It is almost completely sold out, so only a few dates left to get some tickets. It's happening at the Studio Underground in the State Theatre Centre. Oliver, thank you so much for phoning in to breakfast this morning. We can't wait to see you on stage.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.